As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's GOBBLE.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey y'all, I'm Mallory and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast.
How exciting of a day is this?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Oh, Jamie, I just really, I've said this 150,000 times, but you are very impactful in my life in a lot of ways, in a lot of seasons, in seasons of like fear and doubt, in seasons of excitement and, oh my gosh, look, I got this opportunity. You are, you can say two sentences to me. And it is just, you're so wise and your words just go straight to the heart. Mm. And I'm just really grateful to have a person like that in my life and that you are that person. And we talk about a lot of things being divinely ordered. And yes. We were talking about yesterday how we met through our literary agents and you wrote the foreword to my book and we, you know, how we were getting to know each other. And I was like, it was just divinely ordered.
Divinely ordered. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm so grateful for you as well.
Yes.
I think there are no accidents, no coincidences, I should say. And I'm just thinking about everyone listening and watching us right now, too. I think if they're hearing us, they are supposed to be part of this conversation with us. And I'm just grateful and excited.
I'm excited, too. Yeah. And Jamie is so many things and in so many spaces. And you guys have probably seen the event that Jamie and I did recently. She had this big, incredible 13-hour live show that Jamie led for 13 hours. And it was so amazing. I was so fortunate to be able to be a part of that with Oprah and Tony Robbins and Ed Mylett, Stephen Furtick, and I mean, the group, Bob Goff and Mel Robbins and every single person that we all know and love.
It was wild. And 260,000 women live. Like to stand there. How did that feel for you standing there? 260,000 women live. I think that is 22 sold out Madison Square Gardens.
When you told me, you said that line to me like right before, it was like the day before. And I was like, gosh, Jamie, I'm so excited, but I'm so nervous. And you were like, it's okay. It's only... And at that time, I think you guys had 16 sold out Madison Square Gardens. It's 16 sold out Madison Square Gardens. And you know the visual image of that. I was like, well, shoot. Just, it made me more excited.
And you were phenomenal. Everyone was moved to tears. Your story, what you shared.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You were born for that.
That was just, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. And that was certainly divinely ordered that whole day. So I'm just so excited today to talk about, you know, it's funny because you came from the world of business.
Yeah.
Because you started at cosmetics. Mm-hmm. That was at the time was like the biggest makeup brand that we all, of course, know and love. But all of the things that you did to start a brand that big and build a brand that big. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, business and making your dreams come true and all of that sort of stuff, because there's so much of your message involved in that fear and self-doubt and how do I even know what my dream is and how do I have faith when I keep getting these no's. So I'm really excited to have this conversation today.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Okay. Something that I start every podcast with is just a question, because it's the Living Fully podcast and we talk about living fully and all things such as that. So who is someone in your life that helps you live most fully and why?
I'm actually at this moment going to say Oprah.
Oh, that's
I'm
going to
say Oprah. You know, my whole life from the time I was a little girl would watch her on television and thought and just had this feeling like this feeling I'm going to meet her one day, which makes no sense. Makes no sense. And I was always inspired to, you know, want to interview other people. I thought I'd be a journalist my whole life and took a detour when I had some skin problems and got this feeling I should launch a business in my living room. And that is how IT Cosmetics started. And then 10 years later and thousands of no's and rejections and setbacks, it eventually became, you know, over 1,000 employees and sold it to L'Oreal. It's wild journey, but in that whole journey, I still always had this feeling, right? Like I was going to meet her, which made no sense. Cause I was a little girl in a suburb of Washington State who didn't know anybody, who knew anybody, who knew anybody. And 40 years later, I did meet her at an event. Mm-hmm. And you know, anybody listening right now, I want to share this. Sometimes it's so easy to see on the outside an outcome and think, oh, great stuff must just happen to people like them, but not like me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, all these things, right? They see Mallory, they're like, oh, you know, all these things. And what I love so much, one of the many things I love about you so much, Mallory, is you will share all the things that the unglamorous parts, the setbacks, the things that most people will want to hide, and my journey in many ways, just to share, just for anyone who needs to hear this today, that, you know, I had dreamed my whole life of meeting her, but then when I actually met Oprah, I sabotaged the whole thing. Mm. And I just want to share it because I think our greatest journey in life isn't, oh, you know, necessarily like, can I get enough skill sets or experiences to accomplish the dream? Or can I, it's do I believe I'm worthy of it? Mm-hmm. Do I believe I'm worthy of it? Because in our big goals and our dreams, or even our friendships, or the kind of relationship we're in, we all know someone who we're like, she's amazing. Why is she in a relationship where someone's treating her bad? Why can't, you know, she has it all. Why is she settling for that? And in life, like we don't become what we want. We become what we believe we're worthy of. Mm-hmm. And when we don't believe we're worthy of something, we will either stay stuck and not go for it, or we'll hit a certain plateau because our self-worth is our ceiling. Or when we get more than what we actually believe we're worthy of, we'll sabotage it. Yep. We'll put a really great guy in the friend zone and not know why. And just think we're not attracted to them. Or, I mean, we are drawn to what we're comfortable with. in relationships and everything. And until we raise our self-worth, that doesn't change. And I'm only sharing that to say that after, you know, 40 years of dreaming of meeting Oprah, I finally, that dream came true. I met her. She invited me to her house, mm-hmm. which is wild. We had a 3-hour lunch. Mm-hmm. At the very end, she gave me her cell phone number. I know I've shared the story with you. Mm-hmm. And when that dream happened, I didn't call her for 4 years. I sabotaged the whole thing, and I thought I wasn't calling her because I was just waiting for the perfect thing to say, you know, and or I wanted to prove I didn't need anything from her. I would imagine everyone wants something from her. But after 4 years, I realized one day, oh my gosh, the real reason I didn't call her was because deep down inside, I did not believe I was worthy of it. Yeah. I didn't believe I was worthy of being her friend. And I know you shared, you want to talk about goals and dreams and everyone listening and how you accomplish them. And even in my journey of building It Cosmetics, there were so many things that almost didn't happen because I was so close to doubting myself out of my destiny.
Yeah.
To literally, not because, you know, the product wasn't good enough or I wasn't working hard enough. I was doing all those things. But I think it's a universal thing that deep down inside, we have to believe we're worthy of the yeah. thing, or we'll sabotage it, or we won't go for it, or something will go wrong, or some big setback will happen. And
yeah.
and that was really that 4 years later when I realized I was sabotaging meeting, like building a relationship with the person that was kind of my hero. Mm-hmm. That was when I became obsessed with studying self-worth. And that's why I wrote the book Worthy. And I just, it started changing all areas of my life. And so to talk about living fully, I actually was really honest with Oprah when I called her.
Yeah.
And I told her.
I love that part of the story too.
I told her I didn't think I was worthy of it. And what she told me was that in her 25 years of hosting her show, that was the core wound, the universal core wound. And that even when she would end a show, whether it was with, she did a show with President George Bush, mm-hmm. with President Barack Obama, it didn't matter who, with Beyonce, she said it was universal. At the end, they would say like, how was it? And what she's saying is people want to know, did you hear me? Did you see me?
Yeah.
Did what I say matter to you? Am I enough? And I just want to say, like, for anybody who's listening or watching us right now, if you feel like you're kind of alone and doubting yourself or feeling like you're not enough, like what's wild, Mallory, is when I started becoming obsessed with self-worth and understanding how can I accomplish all these things in my life but still not think I'm enough. And I realized 80% of women right now, 80% of us don't believe we're enough. Mm-hmm. And 91% of girls and women don't love their bodies. 75% of women deal with imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And so it is a real thing. It's all a lie. It's yeah. all a lie. And I feel like our greatest journey to like living fully in part is learning to like unlearn those lies.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful that there's a lot of women in my life that help me do that. From Oprah to Miss Mallory Irvin. And we're all in this together. That's why your show is so important. That's why how you show up online every day is so important. Like, you know, I think you can't fake authenticity at all. And I think that's why people connect with you so profoundly, because I think they, exactly what Oprah says at the end of her show, I think when people connect with you, and I hope and pray people feel the same thing when they connect with me, I think they feel less alone, yeah. more enough, mm-hmm. seen, mm-hmm. like in this together,
yeah.
you know? And that's, yeah. I think, the most beautiful part of living fully is living like the truest expression of who we are,
yeah.
and then celebrating that and honoring that and championing that in others.
Yes, and you do that so beautifully too. I appreciate you always noticing that and saying that I show up as my authentic self online, because I do.
Yeah, you do.
And like, I, you know, whenever we shared a couple weeks ago what we were going through with like having a pregnancy loss and stuff like that, I said in the beginning of it, I was like, you know, I was thinking in my mind, do I share this or not? And I said, there is not one single thing in my life that I haven't shared on here. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have, this is weird to say, Jamie, but I don't have a single secret like from there. We share it all. And because I just believe that living fully for me is like living fully on this online space too, because it gives people permission to like have the good life and celebrate all of the beautiful things, but also like there's so much behind it and so much of the story that people don't see. And I don't want them to just think, well, yeah, of course all that stuff happened for you because this and that. I'm like, yeah. I gotta show them the whole thing.
Yeah.
And authenticity is a word that I think is like slung around a lot today. And you are still so authentic. I mean, yesterday we were talking around the cheese board at the shoot that we were at, and we were just talking about like owning a business, and you said something that I love, and you were like, you know, you always think of like how you're gonna feel and who you're gonna be like when you're in it, and then you're in it and you're like, oh, okay, I'm me. Like, this is happening to me.
Yeah.
And I'm in it. And there's no, like, secret way that, like, there is a special, you know, it just, it's me and I'm here and I'm doing this and this is my business. And when you said that, I was like, man, you know, that gives me permission to feel the way that I feel in the middle of my business. And it gives the people that are listening to this permission. It's not like something crazy that, like, we have that you don't have.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the ability. It's just us. Like, what are your dreams? Like, step into them. You're still going to show up as yourself and feel like yourself in that dream.
Yeah.
And
just about no one ever knows what they're doing.
No one ever.
You know what I mean? We think, like, I used to think, oh, they must know what they're doing. But inside of this business I'm building, it is a hot mess. Everyone, we're going a million miles an hour. I'm wearing 500 hats. It's not glamorous. Uh-huh. I don't know how I'm going to. And now it's like I have had the blessing, oh, my goodness, of doing, you know, I did over 1,000 live QVC shows. Mm-hmm. And in that journey, you meet every entrepreneur just about from every business. And you're in the green room at 3 a.m. because you're there for hours. Even if you have a 10 minute segment, you're there for hours. So I've just been so blessed to now meet so many tens of thousands of entrepreneurs, literally of some of the biggest companies in the world. And what I realize is literally no one knows what they're doing. Nobody.
That's going to be big permission for people listening to this.
Yeah, don't feel like there's something these other people know. Mm-hmm. No, everyone's figuring it out. And, you know, there's Brendon Burchard says most people aren't afraid to start their thing. They're just afraid to be seen starting small. Mm-hmm. They're afraid what other people are going to think, or they're afraid, oh, my idea's already been done. Someone's done it better than me. And you and I have talked about this before, and I think this is really powerful because when you talk about authenticity, you know, so few people are brave enough to be who they truly are. Mm-hmm. We think, oh, if I'm the real me, then people will find out I'm not as funny or cool or smart or capable or qualified, or if I'm the real me, I won't be loved. Mm-hmm. We believe that lie. And for anyone who needs to hear this today, like sitting in that green room, Mallory, watching tens of thousands of entrepreneurs, literally 1 out of 1,000 maybe hits the sales numbers and comes back. It is so hard to make it. And over the years, I was like, what is that one? Like, is there a commonality in the very few people who make it on QVC, meaning they go on air and sell their product and actually hit the sales numbers? Customers at home who have never tried it, believe them and try it, try their product, and then buy again and again. What is that commonality? Because I've seen the very best salespeople in the world not do well.
Yeah.
I've seen the most famous celebrities not do well on QVC. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is it, the ones that make it? And after sitting in that green room for 8 years straight, doing over 1,000 live shows, like I sold over $1 billion in product straight to a camera. This is the one thing, is that the people who make it over time, they are the exact same off air in the green room when no one is watching as they are on air when they're selling their product, because you cannot fake authenticity.
Yeah.
And if you show up as a more, you know, your representative or the person you think you need to be that's extra smart or extra salesy or whatever, you create a barrier of disconnection between other people.
Yes.
And what's barrier wild is like, it didn't matter if they're introverted or extroverted. It didn't matter if they're like really like, you know, they geek out on their product or they, like, none of that matters. It was that they're the same.
Yeah.
And here's what I've learned too. And this is, you know, for the person listening that thinks like, oh, someone's already done my idea, or if you are going to show up as who you truly are, authentic to who you are, it is impossible for someone else to have done your idea because there is not another you in the entire universe, yes. right? And I could say, oh, there's been a million foundations and concealers made. And that is true. You could say, oh, there's other pajama lines, there's other sweatshirts. Yeah. That is true. But because you are bringing who you truly are, it works. It connects with people. And so anyone listening to us, I just want to encourage you. And by the way, it takes so much of the pressure off when you're like, oh my gosh, the actual only way to succeed is if I'm all the things yeah. that are right and wrong and quirky and odd and different and judged and whatever. When you're fully those things, that is what allows people to connect with you. And Oprah is this way. Mm-hmm. Mallory Irvin is this way. The exact same. Yes. If we're like
you are too.
In a cheese board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that is how I was able to grow It Cosmetics to millions and millions and millions of customers because it was like, here's my rosacea. All the real things. Yeah. And you're the exact same way. And I think that so many people feel like they're living in this cage or this self-imposed prison of I am not enough and I've got to be somebody different to fit in. Mm-hmm. And it's not until you lose all that and you're just like, this is me. And will some people judge you? Sure. But people cannot connect with you yeah. until you're you. And that is when you step in your power. That is when your life just feels like joy and tastes like freedom. That is when you build amazing companies mm-hmm. like Living Fully Co. Mm-hmm. and In My Sundays and It Cosmetics. And that is the thing. So I don't know who needs to hear this today, but that is the thing. And life is too short to try and be our yeah. representative, and it does not work anyway.
Yes. And I, you know, one of my favorite pieces of your story is the first time that I saw you was on air on QVC taking that makeup off. Mm. I had like a visceral reaction to watching you take your makeup off on live TV. It was so unbelievably powerful when I saw you on TV. I didn't know who you were. I can remember where I was. I can remember everything. And you talk about authenticity and bravery and overcoming fear. I mean, to even get to the point where you were on QVC, taking your makeup off on live television, yeah. you had to overcome all of those things because you knew that It Cosmetics would do well on QVC. And you were like, you guys, you got to give me a chance. Like, I know this product. And they kept saying no.
Yeah.
And you kept showing up and hearing no in your face. The door slammed and slammed and slammed and yes. slammed. And finally, you get this opportunity. And there are two pieces of the story that I want to talk about today. One, did you have any doubts when you were like, this is how I finally get my shot. I'm going to take my makeup off on live television. Did you have initial doubts about that? Or were you just so convicted in your gut that like, I'm going to represent beauty in a different way in the way that they said is not going to work. And like, this is what I'm going to do. And I feel really good about it. Or were you scared to death and like sick to your stomach and doubting yourself? Or were you like, this is the moment that like my life and my business is going to change?
Mm. Faith is a really big deal to me. Mm-hmm. And Mallory, I love that you asked this question because most people do not know this story at all. They just think, oh, wow, It Cosmetics sold for $1 billion cash. Like they just see the outcome, right? Yeah. And that just seems, or the press will always say Denny's waitress builds $1 billion company. Cause like, and that's true, but the journey. So just to answer that question, the journey that a lot of people don't know, it was years and years and years of hundreds of no's. Like I would send our products to Sephora, Ulta, all the department stores, QVC. It was no after no after no after no. And the thing that they would say to me is women, especially the department stores would say this a lot, women will not buy makeup from images like what you're showing. Because I would show my bare face or I would show real people, all ages, shapes, sizes, skin tones, skin challenges. They would always say you need to use unattainable aspiration, meaning you can't even look like that because it's not real and it's Photoshop.
Yes.
And I would say to them, well, I get that that has worked in the past, but don't you think women, maybe they're tired of buying from images that don't look like them at all. And it was always a no, and it was no after no after no. Here's what I didn't understand. And this is for anybody listening today, watching us that, has a hope and a dream and they're putting it out there and they don't know why it's not working or why it's not getting traction or why it's not going their way or why someone else is not seeing their value. Every time, Mallory, I would get still and pray, I felt like I was supposed to keep going. I mm-hmm. felt like I was supposed to use these images of real people. I felt like I was supposed to try and shift the definition of beauty, like in the whole beauty industry. Mm-hmm. For every little girl out there who's about to see these images and start doubting herself, and every grown woman who still does. And I had that knowing every time I would pray. But then I was like, God, is my gut wrong? Am I hearing you wrong? Because everyone's saying no. And this went on for years. And we had no money. We didn't know how, we could not pay ourselves. We were teetering on bankruptcy for so many years. And that is when it gets tempting to say, okay, let me just do it the other way because I want to try to stay in business. My gut must be wrong. I must be hearing God wrong because I'm doing everything I feel is what I'm, and it's mm-hmm. not working. It is not working. And I had an investor once tell me that they passed on investing because he said he loved the product, but said he didn't think women would buy makeup from someone who looks like me with my body and my weight. Just, it was on and on and on. Everything saying you will not make it unless you change who you are and you change your mission from being authentically to what you want to do to something else that will sell. And that was the message over and over and over. So when we finally got that one shot after QVC said no for years, we finally got that one shot to go live.
In 10 minutes.
And Mallory, oh my gosh. Okay, y'all, just to put this in perspective, we had no money. They gave us one chance. And we had to sell over 6,000 units of product in a 10-minute window.
And you had to fund that.
We had to fund it because in beauty, it's consignment, which meant that I somehow had to figure out how to pay for it, manufacture it, ship it in. And then if it didn't sell,
you were done.
I was done. I had to take it all back and I would not be paid for it. And so you should never say yes to that offer. but we were just like out of options. Yeah. And we also didn't have the money to fund it. So we went to get an SBA loan from banks. Wow. 22 banks said no. And they should have. The 23rd bank, which was California Bank and Trust, gave us an SBA loan just for the amount that covered the inventory for that purchase order, plus a little bit more, a little bit more. And so we just went all in, but it was all on that 10-minute window. And here's the craziest thing, just for anybody right now who's trying to make a decision based on consensus or asking everyone else what to do, okay? So we took that little bit of extra money and we hired third-party consultants who help people sell their product on television and in stores, and they're really good. Like, they help so many people. The problem was that they all told me the same thing. They're like, if you want a shot at succeeding, it's really hard to ever hit numbers on QVC, but here's what you need to do. You need to use this type of model, which was all, you know, to model your products, which was
what we were used to seeing in the beauty industry.
Yes, in the beauty industry. Perfect, like, they all look 12. Mm-hmm. They all had, yes, like, the same body type and same skin tone. Yep. And I would say to them, and they wanted me to win, right? And I'm like, okay, but what about if, like, I put a model in her 70s or 80s, and then I put moms that are struggling with hyperpigmentation, and I put, you know, someone dealing with acne, and what if I take, you know, and I show every skin tone and size, and what if I take my own makeup off live on TV, and I show my bright red rosacea, and I prove the product works? And they were mortified, literally, literally mortified. Yeah. And so I was really struggling, because when you ask, like, did you just know this was going to work? I did not. I was struggling, but here's how I made the decision to trust my knowing. I drove out to QVC a week ahead of time.
I love this part, right? Of the story too.
But we had one chance, like this one 10-minute window. I drove out a week ahead of time. I sat in this rental car in the parking lot, praying, crying, I honestly was, my self-doubt was really loud. And I remember thinking, okay, maybe if I try it their way, the way these consultants are telling me, maybe then I won't go bankrupt and I'll make money. And then maybe I could try it my way later. Like I had, but here's what I know, which is how we started this conversation. I know you cannot fake authenticity. I know you cannot connect, whether it's with a friend, a partner, your customers. You cannot connect unless you're fully authentic. And and I remember in the car sitting there knowing, like having these words come to me that while authenticity alone does not automatically guarantee success, inauthenticity guarantees failure every time, over time. And think about, I mean, I'm not in the influencer world, but let's just think about the influencer world for a minute because we both have a lot of friends in it. There are some people that they disappear and they don't make it over time. And those of us that know those people know, oh, yeah, yeah, it's because they're actually different in real life than they are how they show up. Inauthenticity guarantees failure over time. And I knew that. And but I was scared. I was really scared. But here's what I want to share for everyone listening is like, I believe that, you know, some people will do this through meditating or whatever their beliefs are. But for me, I believe when you pray and you get still and you ask for the answer, I believe God gives you a knowing. And I think your knowing is more powerful than anyone else's knows, even the knows in your own head. And I think so often our life, our business, our goals, our dreams, they come down to which one we listen to. Do we listen to all the knows around us? Or that knowing, right? That knowing, and which do you decide to trust? And so I walked into that studio, and the minute the on-air light came on, by the way, a couple minutes before I walked in the studio, I learned you're actually not guaranteed the 10 minutes. So if you, they know by the second if you're hitting numbers. And QVC, by the way, I have to tell you, has been the, one of the biggest blessings in my life. The greatest part, like what they did for our company is phenomenal. And also, the pressure is really high. And I learned walking in there, you're not guaranteed the 10 minutes, right? So if you're a minute or two in and you're not hitting sales numbers, you think you have 8 minutes left. But boom, your clock jumps to like 1 minute left and you know you're done. You know that you lost the product. You know that you're not hitting numbers and they've moved on to like Apple iPhone or whatever's next. And so I learned that and I go in and I remember that the minute the big red on-air light came on in the camera and I'm in the studio. There's like five cameras, me and the host and the big, and I was about to go live to 100 million homes across the country, and the countdown clock was like 9:59, 9:58, and I was shaking. I had on two pairs of Spanx, double Spanx, not because I didn't even care how I looked. Was sweating. Yes, I was sweating so much, and I'm like, I'm gonna sweat through my dress. I've got to absorb it, and I was shaking. But I remember the moment my bright red before shot, my bright red bare face before shot came up on national TV, and I walked over to all the different models, every age, shape, size, skin tone, skin challenge. I remember calling them beautiful and just meaning it, like in every ounce of my being. And I remember we got down to a couple minutes left. I didn't know how we were doing, but I knew I wasn't cut yet. It was huge. And then I remember the host saying, there's like a minute left, and the host was like, the deep shade's almost sold out. The tan shade's almost gone. And then I remember at the 10-minute mark, this giant sold out sign came up across the screen. I start crying on national television. They cut from me and went to like Dyson vacuum or something. And I remember my husband comes rushing through the double doors. I'm crying. My best friend, Jackie, of over 20 years, she's our very first employee. I met her when we were both waitresses. She starts crying. We're all crying. And my husband comes rushing through the double doors of that studio. And I thought he's going to hug me and just like, and he just looks at me and he puts his arms up in the air and he's like, we're not going bankrupt. And I'm just like, and I'm like, real women have spoken. Oh, I was like sobbing. And that one airing turned into 5 that year, 101 the next year. And then we did 250 live shows a year on QVC and eventually built the biggest brand, beauty brand in their history. And, you know, it's, and why I share that is it was a few years of them saying no. Mm-hmm. Their head guy, Alan Burke, who's like a legend in the beauty industry, he'd built this multi-billion-dollar beauty division on QVC. I remember one of the most painful no's was when I really wanted it to happen along the way. And he said, I finally got him on a phone call. And he said that they reviewed my products with the buyers. It was unanimous that I'm not the right fit for QVC or for their customers. Yeah. And anyways, after we launched on QVC and grew and grew, he became a dear friend, one of my greatest mentors. He still is. And when he retired from QVC, he'd been there a few decades, we hired him in a paid position on our advisory board. So the guy that rejected me was now working for me. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's why I say, oh my gosh, I think the timing was right when we launched.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Had he said yes sooner, we wouldn't have had the operational infrastructure to deliver. I just didn't know it. And like, I just think, I believe God will, I am now fearless with rejection. I believe rejection's God's protection.
Yeah.
And I think like, even if it's in a friendship or like, a group of moms that do not see your value or the job you didn't get or the person that broke your heart or the person that betrayed your trust, or I believe that God will block our value from people who are not assigned to our destiny. And like, I will remind myself of that every day so that I don't let rejections or setbacks or failures take root, so that I don't start to think I'm a rejector, I'm a failure, because we can let past mistakes, past rejections, we can let them take root at our identity level, and that's when they can affect our self-worth. And so I'm just such a proponent of like reframing rejection that way and believing it. And over time, it always proves to be true.
As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. As parents, we do everything we can to set up our kids for successful futures. Academics, team sports, college admissions. But what about getting started financially when they're out on their own? Kyle and I have started Fabric by Gerber Life Accounts for all of our kids, and it really gives a peace of mind knowing that we're investing in the financial future of our children. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child that grows with them and helps prepare them for their financial future. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child now that grows with them and helps prepare for their financial future. How great is that? Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to make it easy to plan for and manage your family's financial path. With a kids' investment account from Fabric, you can start investing in your child's future today. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Start investing in your child today at meetfabric.com/livingfully. That's meetfabric.com/livingfully. meetfabric.com/livingfully. This is a paid promotion for the Fabric UGMA product and not for investment advisory services. Portfolios managed by Fort Washington Investment Advisors, Inc. Custodial services provided by Apex Clearing Corporation. All investing is subject to risk. Terms apply. Learn more at meetfabric.com. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches you through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish, French, Italian, and German to Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. It's all about convenience over here at Rosetta Stone because they offer flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with the mobile app or on your desktop on your schedule. It's also an amazing value, so don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Story. Gosh, that story. Every time I hear it, it gives me chills. It encompasses like so much. It encompasses like that huge chance that you took this thing that just became so big. It represents just following your heart and being authentic and pushing against the professionals that tell you no. Yeah. Because I mean, we're paying these people. These people have helped other people succeed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No fact
yeah.
makes you think that they're no. Is it doesn't matter. It is just, oh, that story.
They're experts, and it's so easy to put them on a pedestal, yeah. right? And here's the thing. Oh my gosh, when we talk about authenticity, Mallory, the thing I wish I would have saved myself so many nights crying myself to sleep had I really learned that lesson is like even the most touted visionaries, it's like if they have a hard time seeing something succeeding. If subconsciously, if it's never succeeded before, and subconsciously there's no social proof it's going to succeed, even though they're visionaries, and if you're doing something authentic to you, by definition, it's never been done before.
Yeah.
So that's why I think for the person putting their art out there, or their music, or their book, or their ideas, or their business, or don't be surprised if not everyone gets it.
Yep.
And don't be surprised if not everyone thinks it's going to work. Because most people, I have learned, most people cheer you on after you make it. Most people cheer you on after the thing is successful. Mm-hmm. And then they say like, I knew it.
I knew it. And you're like, no, you did not.
I did not. They're like, oh no, I believed in you from the beginning.
No, you didn't.
You're like, no, you did it. You're like, okay, it's okay.
I've had that happen
so many times that it doesn't even bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for how this. And then I'm like, I remember when you did not. You told me what was I thinking, you know? How was it I haven't made any money yet? Mm-hmm. Did I make a mistake quitting journalism? All the things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that story because it shows how you reframed rejection over and over. It shows how you reframed so much. And you know something else that you reframed for me is the idea of comparison. And you're just talking about the person that wants to put their art out there, the person that wants to, because I think that comparison is, you know, people say comparison's the thief of joy. People say comparison is this and that. But you reframed comparison for me because, and I think we were talking about something and like, you know, people copy my product all the time.
Yeah.
Just like people copied someone that was way bigger than you copied your exact formula at one point in time. And you didn't have the money to fight it.
Yeah.
And you were like sick to your stomach because you were like, it's over.
Yeah.
And that story, I want you to tell that story because how you reframed comparison for me, and you told me this, was it's not like it's the distraction.
Yes.
It's the distraction. Because if you're looking at like what they're doing, it distracts you from your mission. And you reframed comparison for me that day. And I think about that every time I start to get distracted about somebody that's copying my product. And like, this is stuff that we work really, really hard on.
Yes.
But also just like the distraction of the things that we consume and people that are, oh, they're being really successful with that. Like, maybe I should do that. Because comparison, I think, keeps so many people from getting to that ultimate goal or achieving their dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I used to believe that lie, like, oh my gosh, like if they do my thing better than me or whatever, that it's going to take me down. Or, so we were a few years into IT Cosmetics, and we had some really cool, innovative products and innovative ideas, and we owned all our formulas. And I found out that and manufacturers can, you know, they make their money from your volume that you sell. And we were small, and I had learned, I saw another brand literally got our formula, launched our product. And I was like, the exact thing. And they were way bigger than us. I mean, and they were everywhere. They were in all the retail distribution when we weren't yet. So, and I was devastated. I thought, it's going to take us down. Mm-hmm. I thought, and it was our best-selling product at the time. And I thought, are we done? I thought, wait, because they're so, we're not well known yet, not that well known yet.
So people will think we copied them.
Yeah, like they're everywhere. They were Sephora, Ulta, department stores, QV. I mean, they were everywhere. I was devastated, like sick to my stomach. Didn't know what was going to happen. Just devastated. We could not afford to sue them. We couldn't afford to sue our manufacturer. Mm-hmm. Our manufacturer actually is the one that betrayed our contract and gave a way bigger company a formula because that manufacturer now makes way more money because they're selling way more units. Yeah. And the day that this thing launched, the day that their product launched, our product launched, it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I knew what our numbers were on QVC. I knew that there's no way the retailers could have known. You know, there's no way anyone knew except this brand. And they went out there. And here's the thing. It was the story of the formula, the story of the product was not authentic to their brand DNA. It just wasn't. And you cannot fake authenticity. Mm-mm. And I sat there and watched as a way bigger brand launched a product that was a hit for us, and it just sold okay for them. Just okay.
Wow.
And I watched their numbers. I'm like, wait, our numbers are way bigger, and people barely know who we are. And I was like, it's because you cannot fake authenticity. You cannot. And I watched over time, and that product just did okay for them. And it continued to be huge for us. And it taught me this lesson that you cannot fake authenticity. It helped me no longer fear if someone's doing my thing, copying my thing, or anything else. And then the more that I learned this lesson, the more we built our team. And, you know, we built a team to over 1,000 employees. And I eventually was able to hire so many people way smarter than me with way more experience in the beauty industry. Some of them came from other huge companies. Yeah. And here's what started happening, Mallory. They would come up to me and say, here's all the data of what's doing well in the industry right now. Here's these top products. And I realized that everyone's making all these decisions just based on what everyone else is doing, what's working well for everyone else. And I would say this to them over and over in our company. I would say the biggest risk to our success is not our competitors and what they're doing and how great their stuff is. Mm-hmm. The risk is if we get distracted by it and get tempted to dilute our own authenticity, tempted to dilute our own secret sauce. Because the second you get tempted to dilute your own authenticity, that is when you dilute your power. Yeah. That is when you dilute your connection with your customers. And with social media, with the digital world that we're in, with us having no idea if the thing people are presenting with their brand or their anything is even real. Mm-hmm. People are more distracted than ever and more tempted to, because it looks like everyone else is doing so well.
Yeah.
It looks like, I need to change who I am to do really well like they are.
But you don't even know if they're doing well.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
And because you cannot fake authenticity, that will just take you down. And it's wild because it's like, now I look back in hindsight in a way, you know, because I'm now at the moment not in the beauty industry at all. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to look now and go, oh, this is really cool to actually see now in the past decade, the past 5 years, 10 years, all the brands that just hopped on what was hot because someone else was doing it or hopped on this or did that or and literally diluted their true DNA of their brand. Mm-hmm. They're not doing well or they're not even around anymore, even if they had something hot for a minute because everyone else was doing it. And it's like the ones that stayed true to their DNA build things that last.
Yeah.
And same with, you know, artists, same with influencers, same with, leaders. True. It's just how it is.
It's so true. And like your story is just living proof of that. And it's just, I mean, there's so many things that we can learn from the story of It Cosmetics. That's why I'm so glad that we like went back to that story, because everybody wants to say the one liner, the Denny's Waitress builds billion-dollar business.
Yeah.
But it is so like so many people that are listening stories in the beginning. It is that. You've told me so many stories whenever I called you and was like, oh my gosh, this happened with my product. And like, I don't know what to do. And you're like, let me tell you this story about what happened to us. And we had no money and there were 5,000 brushes that came in and we had to sit in our living room and glue them back together.
Yep.
You and Paolo and like, and your friend, Jackie. Like, there's just so many of those stories that I'm so glad that we're sharing.
Yes. And anyone in that season where you're like, I'm launching this thing and it's a hot mess and it doesn't feel like a real business and thing, you know, it's like every one of us, it's every one of us. It's every friend I know, including all of the people I know who have built businesses that became billion-dollar businesses. They all are that way, especially in the several of the beginning first years.
Yes, they are. Yeah. That's how you have to start.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the best piece of business advice anyone ever gave you?
So this is going to maybe not make sense, but I sure hope it will for whoever needs to hear it. I think you can learn all the business skills in the world. I think you can get all the experience in the world. But if you want to double your success, double your self-worth. If you want to double your net worth, double your self-worth. I think that leaders and business owners literally talk themselves out of their own truth all the time because of self-doubt. Or because things are good and they don't want to mess it up, so they don't take the risk.
Yes.
Or they, you know, they stay at a plateau in their business. So they don't know why. It's because they haven't done the real work on self-worth. I had to learn to believe. I remember the days I was waitressing at Denny's, and you know, I had never shared this before in my entire life until my book Worthy, but I also waitressed in a strip club and for a summer. And I hid that from everyone forever. And I used to tell myself stories like these big dreams I have and these goals don't happen to people like me or don't happen to people that have made the kind of, you know, choices I have or come from the kind of family I do or somehow my past is going to determine what's possible for me in my future, which you and I talk about a lot. And my real journey was like learning to believe that I'm worthy of building the business. And I put in the work to learn business skills. I worked really, really hard to find great mentors. A lot of them I've never met. I would just read their books or listen, you know, to them in interviews or I put in a lot of hard work. I did all those things that built self-confidence in a business. And this is such an important distinction, which you and I have talked about on an episode of your show. Anyone who wants to listen to that episode, it's so important to distinguish between self-confidence and self-worth.
Yes. And we went into the specifics.
We went
of
into
that.
It yeah, on we'll your show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because it's so important because a lot of us do all these things that build self-confidence. So we can build the business skills. We can get the experience. We can put in the hard work. We can keep promises we make to ourselves. All of these things that build self-confidence, which is important in anything, but especially in business. But if underneath it all, we don't have self-worth, we don't believe we're enough, we don't believe we're worthy of being an entrepreneur, of succeeding in business, of having people trust us with their hard-earned money, of having the kind of success that comes, of leading a team, of being called boss. If deep down inside we don't believe we're worthy of that, we can have all the business skills and experience in the world. We will still sabotage it. We still will not hit the success we're hoping for in our business, in our goals, in our dreams, in our idea. So for me, I think the best thing, I mean, listen, I can rattle off great business advice all day, like, you know, never take a purchase order you can't afford to lose. Like, if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive inside with employees. If you get one bad employee, meaning someone who brings a toxic energy,
so true,
it will infect everything. And that was one of my biggest weaknesses as a boss because I'm adopted. I have abandonment issues. Is I would not fire people soon enough.
Oh, I get that.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, oh no, I can save them. I can, I don't want to abandon them. And that was, I mean, I can go on and on about business advice, but I would say the biggest piece the biggest piece is the part inside that we have to do on our self-worth, which is believing we are worthy of the thing, because we all know people who get, you know, great things happen to them and they sabotage it.
Yeah.
And by the way, real practical examples is you'll get, you know, people that win the gold medal in the Olympics and we're like, why are they, or they are huge celebrities. We're like, why are they sabotaging their whole life? Why are they, you know, it's because you can do the things that build confidence, like win the gold medal or go to the moon or win the lotto or any of the other things that build self-confidence. But we will always return back to the level of our self-worth.
Yeah.
Our self-worth is always our ceiling.
Yes.
In business, in everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You talk about the, you know, sharing that for the first time, that not only had you been the waitress at Denny's, but you, like, you didn't know how it would be received that you were a waitress at a strip club.
Yeah.
And you shared that in your book. You decided to, because, like, you're like, no, I am still, even though this is in my past, I am still worthy of all of this. And it's the same thing with my first book, because I had been online for 6 or so years sharing this beautiful life on the other side of what I had gone through, which was spending 6 months in a treatment center after I'd had all the success and sabotaged it all. You know, I'd done Miss America and I'd done, and I was like the good girl, perfect girl, valedictorian of the class, the Miss Kentucky, the reality TV star with her dad, you know, shiny, sparkly, fresh and perfect, you know? And underneath, you know, whenever I started going through what I was going through, there had to have been so much of the lack of self-worth, because I was certainly sabotaging that. Part of that was addiction, which I do believe is definitely something that is in the brain, and it is a disease. And but, like, why was I not sharing that story? And I can remember receiving all of these messages from people after I had built this life and I had started to build the career. And they would say, gosh, you know, I wish that I could have what you have or show up like you show up. And they saw all these things on the other side. And I was like, man, I have to share this part of the story, because it was such a big part of the story that I'd never shared and that no one knew. Even some members, Jamie, of my family didn't know this part of my story.
Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. Driven by belief that everyone has a story to tell, this company is known for its elevated design and thoughtfully sourced materials. Signature products include the Lay Flat album, touting ultra-thick pages and foil-stamped covers, textured matte everyday prints, and a line of customizable frames. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments. Whether you want to say, I love you, with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. I don't know about your kids, but Ford and Shep love flipping through photo book memories that we have laying around our house that we've made with Artifact Uprising. We have some from our wedding, vacations through the years, and holidays, and I love having the books around the house for the whole family to enjoy. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Living Fully listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers, or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use the code LivingFully through December 31st.
As a woman, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, cravings and up and downs and all the things that come along with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And this isn't just for women going through something like menopause. Women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can really put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low mood, poor sleep, and the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement. It's a phenomenon. There's a huge rave on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold about every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LivingFully at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code LivingFully for 15% off today.
Back to school season can be stressful on families. With all of the changing schedules, with practices and after school activities, it seems like everyone is constantly on the run. Let me tell you about something that will ease your mind with all the craziness of family. Life360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you track your family members' locations in real time, so you can better coordinate, communicate, and keep track of everyone's comings and goings throughout the day. My kids, of course, are too young to have cell phones, but when they do, one day down the road, we will be using Life360. But I've gotten familiar with the Life360 app, and one of my favorite features is the Place Alert. Life360 Place Alert notifications let you know when they arrive and when they leave a location, like school, practice, a friend's house, or the bus stop. You can stay connected without constantly bugging them. Life360 has your family's back when they're on the road with all things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, roadside assistance, and driver report cards, which are perfect for those freshly licensed drivers. Coordinate the chaos of the back-to-school season with Life360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code LIVINGFULLY to get 1 month of the gold package free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code LIVINGFULLY.
So when I decided to share it in the book, I kind of wanted to just like dip my toe into the water and be like, yes, you know, I went to a treatment center. Okay. And my publishers just kept and my editor kept pushing, and they were like, they're not going to understand. You can't dip your toe into the water. You need to tell more of this story. How did you end up there? How did you feel there? What was it like being in this treatment center? How did you feel about yourself? And I'm so glad that I did, but I was really scared to share that part of the story. And I've shared this before a lot of times, but in case this is the first podcast that you're listening to, you are the person that I was talking to the night before my book came out. Because once you write it in the book, like, and they've already, the retailers have bought the books, and it's the night before, I can't stop the train. It was going without me. I wasn't the conductor anymore. Random House was. And I was very scared because I knew it was coming out. It was going to be out there forever. And I was just really afraid of how it was going to be received. And you were like, okay, if you want to impress people, you can keep sharing your success. You were like, someone told you that, or you'd read it somewhere. But you're like, if you really want to impact people, you have to share these types of stories. And it wasn't you have to share your failures. It wasn't failures that you used, because going to treatment isn't a failure. Working at a strip club, it's not a failure. But those are the darker parts of our story that I certainly, like at the time, would have liked to have left out. But I couldn't leave it out anymore. I had to tell people that part of the story. And that has been the more impactful, authentic, rich, deep part of my story that make people buy the pajamas and wear the sweatshirts and listen to the podcast. And that is part of your story too.
Yeah.
Not only like the failures in business, even business failures can be a little bit shiny, but those little like, y'all, I had to go to rehab for 6 months, not even for a 30-day program. They didn't even let me out after 30 days. I was there for longer than the heroin addicts. Like, I had the underlying deep stuff that I had to work through. And that, y'all, is what gave me the life that I have today. That is what is living fully for me.
Yes.
It is all the way to rock bottom. That was rock bottom for me.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that you just talked about that today and that you shared that in the book. Because like Denny's waitress, okay, awesome. You were the success story. That's awesome. But like, I have this part that I felt some shame over that I didn't really want to share and that I finally shared, because a lot of people listening to this podcast today have a past that includes those types of things.
Yes. Yeah, and that's exactly why I shared it. I'm so grateful you share those parts of you as well. But I had this moment where I was tempted to take it out of the book, and I just thought, this book is not for me. This book is not for me. And we have a friend. There's a friend, Rory Vaden, who says, in life we're best positioned to serve the person we once were. Another way to put that I love is, a lot of people are searching for their purpose, and they think, oh, I've got to find my purpose in my job, or I got to find my purpose in my kids, or I got to find my purpose. And so many people feel purposeless, and they're trying to figure out what their purpose is. I really believe this, that so often the things that we've gone through, and then we've made it through, we've made it through those things. The things we go through become the things we make it through. And then when we can help someone else make it through those things, that is like the greatest source of purpose. It's like the most fulfilling thing.
That is the greatest.
Right. And so like, part of why I have to include all this stuff in this book, even though I might be judged, or even though, you know, for a long time I had shame attached to it, and I don't anymore, because I believe in every ounce of my being that your past does not disqualify you from your future, that it does not impact your worthiness. Like, you are fully worthy exactly as you are, exactly as God made you. It does not matter how many mistakes or failures or any of that. Mm-hmm. And similarly, it does not matter how many successes. None of them impact your worthiness. And, you know, I would love to also just ask anybody listening or watching right now, like, when you share going through recovery, an addiction, and, you know, when we share these parts of our stories, I think that exactly what you said, it's why people connect with the pajamas, because we feel collectively, we feel like, okay, we're okay. We're in this together. My stuff might be different than Jamie's or Mallory's, but like, we've all got stuff. And then when we share it, we realize there is nothing wrong with us. Like, we all have a past, but that does not impact our worthiness. And I don't know, I would love if everyone wants to share, like, the thing you've gone through, the thing you've hidden, or the thing that maybe you were ashamed of and you're inspired not to, and tag Mallory, mm-hmm. and tag me. I'd love to read it. I'd love mm-hmm. to read your story, because I feel like this is the power of what you're doing. And when you brought up those words, and it's a famous quote, and I think it may be John Maxwell. If you want to impress people, tell them your successes. If you want to impact people, share your failures, mm-hmm. share the real stuff you've gone through. And I think all of us on this earth, I think we get our greatest sense of purpose when we know that something we've done is of service to someone else.
Yes.
Right? It's bigger than us. And
yes.
And so often the thing we thought was the most painful in our life, and sometimes people go through things they would never wish on another person, would never want to go through them again. And yet when that may be that secret or that source for you helping someone else. It doesn't have to be publicly. It could be one-on-one, but almost like just letting someone else know they're not alone in going mm-hmm. through it, or that it does not disqualify them or make them unworthy. It's mm-hmm. not something they should be carrying shame around.
Yeah.
Like, we've all got something. Mm-hmm. We do.
We've all got something.
Yes.
We've all got something. That's so true. And, you know, you talk about too, and I think this is a good thing to like wrap it up, because I think it's really powerful. I think that in a world where it seems like we're in a self-focused time, it seems like we are in a time where everybody's got their front-facing cameras on. Everybody, it is very self-care, self-focused. Here is me. And there are so many good things about, you know, I can say, here's me with a front-facing camera, and I can talk about like a pregnancy loss or going to treatment. I can also show you a product that I love. There's so many positive things about that, but I do think it's made us a more self-focused culture. And I think so many people want to just be known. They want to just be famous. They want more followers. They want a business so that they can prove to someone. The focus is in wanting to be known. Not in a way that like you talk about and Oprah talks about, like truly known. It's like just known. They want just people to know who they are. And you said so many, I think it was in Worthy. I can't remember if it was in Worthy or Believe It. And I've heard you say it before. It's like some, instead of being focused on being known, be focus on what you want to be known for. And I think about that a lot. And I think that that is a really amazing shift. Because if you focus, like we've talked about this whole podcast, on what you want to be known for, and you become that authentic version of yourself, whatever you do is going to be successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That simple shift.
That simple shift. And you know, I think there's two big lies we often believe, and we're in the middle of a big one in our culture right now. I think you and I, for a big part of our life, for me, it was decades where I believe this lie, if I achieve enough, then I'll finally feel enough.
Amen.
And achieving everything is great, but it just builds self-confidence, mm-hmm. does not ever make you feel enough. There is nothing you can achieve that will ever make you feel enough, because self-worth is different. But what I think we're suffering from right now in big part is people are believing the lie that attention equals love.
Oh,
that attention very equals love.
Well said.
And they will somehow feel enough if they have enough attention, enough notoriety, enough followers, enough attention. And unfortunately, the, you know, And we all know, you and I have experienced, as have a lot of people listening, have experienced a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It does not change how enough you feel, which is why you can see celebrity after celebrity, again, blowing their life up. Mm-hmm. It does not bring you a sense of fulfillment or enoughness. And unfortunately, a lot of us have to learn that the hard way, but most people never get the chance to learn it. They just keep striving and striving and striving for it. And that's why I think we're in a loneliness epidemic and a self-worth crisis because people are chasing it in all the wrong things that even if you achieve it, cannot ever bring fulfillment or enoughness or self-worth. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's beautiful to work really, really hard and go after your dreams. And if you want to become famous, great. My advice is please also learn to build self-worth.
Yeah.
Learn to believe you are enough, whether you root that in faith or you just work on studying the tools that build self-worth. Because if you do not, no matter what you achieve, you will never find fulfillment. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, a most amazing conversation ever. I know so many people are going to gain so much from this. And just to end too on self-worth, because we started with the Oprah story, which was really amazing. So you finally did feel worthy. Yeah. And now Oprah has done her longest interview in her entire history with none other than Jamie Kern Lima. I don't think Oprah's ever done what you said, over a 1-hour interview with anyone. And how many hours of an interview did she do in the 2-part episode on the Jamie Kern Lima show?
Yes.
3 hours?
I'm so excited. 3 hours. 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just launched the Jamie Kern Lima show podcast. So you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes.
And I'm having Oprah and Miss Mallory Irvin on.
And Robin Roberts and Ed Mylett. Yes. And everyone.
Yes. So grateful. I've wanted to do this my entire life and have just waited until I felt like it was time. Mm-hmm. And isn't that wild? Is that when I went from not calling her for 4 years because I did not believe I was worthy of it, to doing the work on building my self-worth. It changes every aspect in our lives. It does not matter how much external success. It doesn't matter how many failures. None of that matters. We will always, not rise to what we believe is possible. We always fall to what we believe we're worthy of. And so I put in a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And then Oprah is 70, and she shared with me that her longest interview she's ever done was an hour, and we sat down for 3 hours.
Wow.
For the Jamie Kern Lima Show podcast and just talked about so many things. And I hope everyone will check out the show. It's really a show that I hope you have your own personal revelations in. I hope when you listen, you feel less alone and more enough and like you belong and like you're inside of a big hug. And I'm so honored, Mallory, to have you on my show.
I'm so excited.
And I love it because I feel every time I talk with you, right now how we're talking feels exactly how when you and I are on a private call.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We're
sharing it with everyone listening and watching, and I hope it blesses people. I hope some of the words are for people. Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of that I watched every episode and listened to every episode over and over and over is Super Soul Sunday.
Yeah.
I felt like I was really in Oprah's garden with Oprah having those conversations. And I really miss Super Soul Sunday when it's over. And so the Jamie Kern Lima Show, it's a podcast, but like you also have the YouTube video element.
Yes.
And at the end, I hope you'll let us share the trailer at the end of the show, because that's what it reminds me of, is like you're actually just in Jamie's conversations with some of the most powerful, influential, amazing, motivational people in the world. And it's just, I'm so glad you're finally doing it, because Jamie, you can do anything. You know how to do anything. You could be building another billion-dollar cosmetic brand. You could be doing live shows. You could be writing books. But I'm really happy that you're doing the Jamie Kern Lima Show, because podcasts are really special. Because I think that the way people listen to podcasts, it's in their casual everyday life. They're on the treadmill, or they're in the car with their kids, or they're making dinner. And podcasts have been some of the most motivational, powerful, move-me-forward things, because it's just real casual how I'm listening to them. And then all of a sudden, it like surprises me with something that I need to hear. And I know the Jamie Kern Lima show is going to be that for people. So I admire someone who can do anything in the world to drop into a podcast space in somebody's ear in their intimate home, having these huge conversations, because it's going to change people's lives. Mm. Like all of your humongous other things change people's lives. It's going to.
Well, I'm excited.
It is. It already is. Hey, and guess what? Look at these sweatshirts we got on. Yep. Okay, so if you're just listening on the podcast, let me just give you a visual. I have on this beautiful sky icy blue shirt. It's a sweatshirt, like our Living Fully amazing, beautiful quality sweatshirts. And Jamie has on this gorgeous yellow, happy sunshine.
Happy yellow.
Happy yellow. My shirt in big white bold letters, like we're all just in this matching sorority club together. Mine says blessed. Jamie's yellow one says worthy. And guess what? You can get one of these sweatshirts. This has been a long time coming. And Jamie and I wanted to do this thing together because we have a lot of connections. And Jamie wrote the foreword to my book. And Jamie and I just, we stand for a lot of the same things. And we were like, what if we do a sweatshirt together with like blessed and worthy on it that just really like, they represent like how you want to feel in the sweatshirt. And yes, we send a book with the sweatshirts, one of each of our books.
Yes, yes. And I'm so excited. We're doing it. I believe, I know in every ounce of my being, like every one of us is worthy. Every one of us is so blessed. And yeah, for me, I love reminders. So like when I wear the worthy shirt or the blessed shirt, like I actually feel like it literally shifts my entire day because mm-hmm. it reminds me. Because what we focus on magnifies. Like what we focus on gets magnifies. Bigger, right? Yes. And so we all have stuff going on all day long. And I feel like, I don't know, when I see the worthy shirt, the blessed shirt, mm-hmm. like it just reminds me of what I want to focus on. So I feel like they are life-changing sweatshirts. That is what I feel.
You know, we were talking about the colors and how good the colors were. And yeah, Jamie was like, what did you say? You were like, the color feels like the emotion that I want to feel. And I yes. was like, it does. That's exactly what, like yes. that yellow, when I wear that yellow, it just makes me feel really happy and sunshiny.
And this blue, that is my favorite blue. And I feel like when you look at your eyes with that blue, it's just like they jump out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, these are happy sweatshirts. Anyone who wants to feel happy and be reminded, mm-hmm. they are blessed and mm-hmm. they are worthy, even on the days you're tempted to forget. I'm so excited for these.
I'm so excited yeah. for these too. And I'm so excited. If you've read my book to get Jamie's book, if you've read Jamie's book to get my book, we have so many like through lines that are the same in our books. And this is just really special. Yeah. This is really special. You are my Oprah.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what I was going to say about the books too, is so many people have gifted our books. Like I've had people gift me yeah. your book mm-hmm. and they're so giftable too. Like gifting the books, gifting the sweatshirts, but hopefully gifting it for yourself too.
Yes.
Because yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Thank you so much for this conversation. Mm. I just adore you and you mean so much to me. And this was just a conversation that's really going to bless a lot of people and mm-hmm. help them to feel worthy. So
yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I'm going to link everything Jamie Kern Lima in the show notes, and we're going to link our old podcast. We're going to link the Jamie Kern Lima show. I'm going to show you guys the trailer to the amazing Jamie Kern Lima show. We will link when you guys can buy these sweatshirts and make sure that you know all of that information. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that it blessed you today. It certainly blessed me. And tune in next week for more. Hey, y'all, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to snap a screenshot on your phone, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Living Fully Co. so I can see your favorite takeaway from this week's episode. See you next week. Thank you to Pampers Cruisers 360 for supporting this episode. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.